Join me, Aya Kwai, with Ubuntu Voices, Wednesday at 8:30 p.m. on 3CR. Ubuntu is a Zulu word meaning I am here because you are. Ubuntu celebrates the positive contribution African Australians make to our communities in music, academia, the arts, and everything in between. Come with me on a journey. Ubuntu Voices, every Wednesday at 8:30 p.m.
None of us are free, one of us is chained, none of us are free.
None of us are free for sure, and that is Solomon Beck. It's a beautiful track, and it just sums it up, you know, everything we know about our world today and every time. As we live on, you know, things change, and things went back to where they were. They come back again. So I hope that, you know, things will change for the better. And this is where the music come in. It's a beautiful music. It's one of the things that we depend on. Sometimes we if you're happy or not happy. I've been saying it for a very long time. And music is what we actually need. Need music united people. It doesn't no colors or anything disagreement. And so this is the beautiful that when a music come in, and I'm going to play to you some of the South Sudanese music to just to keep the morale high, because my community has been very hit hard in last couple of months, and particularly the incident just happened not long ago. It broke the community. And And I think people just, Australian people just scared, and they don't actually know what's going on. But I think it would be very, very good, you know, just to support all these people, young people who are having trouble. Not all of them. There are amazing South Sudanese young people doing an amazing job in the community, and it's just a few of them, and then they just not even the kids that those who went into trouble and take two life, they just not even African, they not the South Sudanese themselves. It's just a mix, and that is what Solomon Beck talk about. You know, none of us are free. Even some innocent people pay a price that they haven't contributed anything to it. And that is how I feel that way as well. You know, you pay a price that you have no idea. You pay a price that has nothing to do with you. You pay a price just because somebody decided. You pay a price just because the society sit back and watch. And that is what I love about Australia. Australia doesn't sit back. There are a lot of people, Australian people, support these young people. And I just encourage you to do so, because it's very important for Australia as well, because these young people, they can contribute so much in Australian society. Australia need these young people. They need them to be able to be productive. There is no point you bring people and just don't support them. And I don't blame anyone, because they try hard in some way, but it takes time. And so young people, when they mix with a bad influence, that what they end up with. Because it's not only that, it's because they have been neglected in some way. And children just don't turn bad, you know. And I think it's accountable, the community is accountable as well as the other influences. And so just relax, and I'm going to play beautiful music. It's nothing to do with that. It's just to, you know, to keep you company. And that's what I love about Australia, because they are open-minded. They listen to any music. It doesn't matter what kind of music, as long as it's good. And I thank Australian people for that. And I just want you to relax. And it's not a evening show. It starts at 8:30 to 9:30 every Wednesday. So if you missed it and you like the music, you can go back and listen to it again and enjoy the music.
Yo que Thank you. Oh,
This is an amazing, it's a new track. It was just came a few days ago, and it's from Ella, and a EP, and it's called The Public Humiliation. And you heard from the two Sudanese singers. So one is called Awan, the female singer with a lot of female voices, and the gentleman was the musician who was singing before. He called himself the name of the country, and the title of the song is Junub. And I am going to play another Sudanese music, which I was going to do, and to give you a little bit of something to you're familiar with. And so you can find all these things online, and I am going to play another Sudanese musician, and I hope you like it.
Palatino, mega, pega you.
Yeah, that is amazing. Music from the south of Sudan, and that song you heard, it's from the different tribe in South Sudan, but they one people, but individual develop their own language as people separated. And this one is it's a Lua language, which is the most of them are in half of the Lua, a tribe called Lua, are in Kenya, and they are in Sudan. They're Sudanese, and they're actually very related to three tribes in Sudan. The one called Dinka. They got a very similarity. They were one people, and they just separated. And then another one called Anuag. It's the same as well. And you heard a song about someone sing about the South Sudan. He is from Apanal, closer to Khartoum, and he's again is one of the branch of Dinka as well. They one people. It was one tribe of people that just migrated from the north of Sudan now, that called Khartoum, and they end up where they are. And some went to Kenya as well as Maasai. They come from Sudan, and it's another tribe. So they got a common Maasai, Dinka, Acholi, and Anuak, Murle, all of them, they are from the Sudan, and they separated long time ago. And the culture they share is the same culture. If you see Maasai and you see the Dinka people, they actually very, very close, and a Lua as well. And so that song is from that time. And the title of the song is Maggie, and it is from the 2021st, it's dedicated to South Sudan, and the same as well that the song that you heard before, it's from the dedicated to South Sudan, and so the South Sudan music, absolutely, it's amazing music to be discovered. And a lot of people are now in Europe, Australia, of course, is very far away. And in Europe now, they got a lot of South Sudanese musicians. They come and, you know, they collaborate with them or take their music. But they actually based on a tradition rhythm, as you could hear it. And surely, because they are towards Uganda, and they are in Uganda as well, and further to East Africa, they are very close in language as well, and so I just want to say that, and I'm going again to play another track. And I hope you're having a great evening tonight, and you just don't have to think about the song, a serious song. They serious song, but, you know, I think I always say the African music, it's done in such a way that make people happy, even if it's a sad song. So here it is.
Yeah.
This is amazing. The variety of the music in South Sudan is incredible because there are so many different music in the further you go to Eastern African, which is Africa, which is Uganda, Kenya, Zaire. Zaire is not in the east, but it's very close in the west. It's close, and this is style of music. It comes from the Congo, and so it depends in Africa where in East Africa particular where you are, and this gentleman singing, is a musician singing. He is from the far north of Sudan, which I mentioned before, and his name is, I have to come back to you about that because I can't see it, and so one thing I just want to say, it's a different type of music when they closer, like you heard from the Luo people, they influenced by the Luo in Uganda. And in Kenya, and the music rhythm is very different. And then when you go to the south north of Sudan, it's totally different. Influenced by the North Sudan music, which is I don't know who get what, but I think the North Sudan get the music from the. From the south, the rhythm, they play a lot of rhythm, particularly the reggae, 6/8, it's what it played in Sudan. You know, we grew up with that music, sound like a reggae, and pretty much a reggae in Sudan, but influenced by Arabic 6/8 as well. And so that is and can be you can count it 3 or 6/8, and so it just variety of music in South Sudan. It depends where you're coming from or who influence you, and this music particular he got influence from the Congo, which is absolutely dominate African music. The Congolese music is one of the world known in Africa for a very long time, and as you know, they very musical and the influence of Africa in very as the world as well. They did that, so I'm not going to talk much about that. I'm going to play another track before I get out of here, and I wish you have a great night. Tune on Ubuntu every Wednesday at 8:30 to 9:30. And yeah, or you can catch Ubuntu or Voices online. And yeah, all the music is going to be online. And yeah, and you can just do that and have a great night.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let it go for you. Suke sukar lego. Tao ye burada sisters. I karenti matar yesu. Matade. Kongu tomorek musala moraki. Kai karen. Nyede gon kase gide. Jambu kone benga. Ruru kone benga. Kajule benga. Hallelujah. Ti karenti yesu purani pura. Ti shitani noka ni noka. Producer mantani. Tingun sumedo kakori yesu.